In the King's Name, written by Alexander Kent and read by Christian Rotzka.
Was I to die this moment, want of frigates would be found stamped on my heart. Horatio Nelson. Chapter 1. Us and Them.
Captain, sir.
Quietly spoken, and almost lost in the creak and murmur of shipboard sounds, but Adam Belitho was instantly awake, if he'd managed to sleep at all. A few hours, three at the most, since he'd slumped into the old chair to prepare himself and be ready. The great cabin was still dark, but for the same small shuttered lantern burning. He looked up into the face above his chair. The white collar patches seemed almost bright against the darkness. The midshipman removed his hand immediately. He must have touched his captain's shoulder.
"The First Lieutenant's respect, sir."
He faltered as feet thudded across the deck overhead, slithering to a halt as a voice snapped a warning. Probably some of the newly joined men who'd not realized the skylight was directly above this cabin. He made another attempt.
"He sent me, sir. The morning watch is mustered."
He gazed fixedly at his captain as Adam swung his feet onto the deck and sat upright.
"Thank you."
Now he could see the moisture on the midshipman's coat, reflecting the lantern light.
"Still raining?"
He'd not even pulled off his shoes when he'd come down here to be alone with his thoughts. He could feel onward, moving steadily beneath and around him, still sheltered by the land. Plymouth, but not for much longer. The thought gave him time. "Have you settled into life aboard yet, Mr. Radcliffe?" He sensed the boy's surprise that he'd remembered his name. He'd only joined onward a few days ago. His first ship, and such small details mattered. Today of all days.
"Yes, sir."
The boy was animated now, nodding and smiling.
"Mr. Huxley has made things much easier for me."
Radcliffe was a replacement for Deacon, the senior midshipman, who'd left the ship to prepare for the board. The vital examination which would decide his future, that step from midshipman's berth to wardroom and a career as a king's officer. They all joked about it and poured scorn on the grim-faced senior captains who usually comprised each board, but only afterwards. Adam had never forgotten, and neither did anyone else, if he had any sense. They would miss Deacon. Keen and quick-witted, he'd been in charge of Onward's signals crew, the eyes of the ship. Adam remembered him when Onward had been beginning her approach to Gibraltar, or on their way home from the Mediterranean, and after their savage clash with and capture of the renegade frigate Nautilus. Men had been killed, others wounded, and the ship still bore the scars and reminders. And he recalled pride, too. On that morning, with the rock looming against a clear, empty sky, Deacon had written down Adam's signal in full before having it run up to the yards. "His Britannic Majesty's ship Nautilus is rejoining the fleet. God save the King!" The midshipman was still waiting beside the old bergère where Adam was seated, body swaying to Onward's movement, as another offshore gust hissed against the hull. "My compliments to Mr. Vincent. I shall be joining him on deck directly." Vincent would understand. But when Onward had first commissioned, and Adam had been appointed in command, they'd remained strangers until...
Until when?
Adam heard the screen door close. Voices. Midshipman Radcliffe, on his way back to the quarterdeck with his captain's message.
"Of one company."
This was not the time to think of the missing faces, the dead men and the ones who'd been put ashore badly wounded. Some would be over there in Plymouth today, watching and remembering as the anchor broke free of the land. Even when he thought he was immune to it, the pain could still take him unawares, like a wound. Those seamen might become like the aimless groups that waited on the waterfront at Falmouth, criticizing the ships coming and going with the tide, sometimes not a whole man among them.